Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Well, making a small business profitable, it's difficult at any times, and I think it's even harder in these times. Our guest today, Michelle Soms-Booker, is a director, or is the director, of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison. She has experience in business planning, startup marketing, financial analysis, and operations management, and has operated her own retail business as well. So talk about lots of experience there. We'll talk about what resources are available for small businesses at the center, and we'll talk about some of the problems facing small businesses right now. So how has COVID affected your business? What would you like to know about starting a business? Maybe you're already in a business and need a little help. Love to hear from you. You can become part of the conversation by giving us a call at 800-642-1234, or you could send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Michelle Soms-Booker, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So the Wisconsin Small Business Center has been around for, I think, 40 years. What's the mission of the program?
Yeah, the Small Business Development Center is actually a federally funded program that was started by the Small Business Administration 40 years ago, and the legislation was actually written by Gaylord Nelson, so good Wisconsin roots there. The mission of the Small Business Development Center Network here in Wisconsin is to be the most helpful, useful, reliable business resource for small businesses. So the core of the program is to provide no-cost one-on-one consulting to business owners. And then in addition to that, we also, in certain areas, provide classes and courses, seminars, webinars, that sort of thing to help business owners.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this. What is considered a small business?
So general rule of thumb is any business under 500 employees is qualified as a small business. With that said, we typically at the Small Business Development Centers see businesses that are under 100 employees, those that don't have full leadership teams where they could use a little bit of extra assistance, advice, and guidance.
And you have, I believe, 13 centers throughout Wisconsin. How can folks find out where they are located?
Sure. Our centers are located at most of the four-year universities, but they can find out about us by going to our state website, which is wisconsinsbdc.org, and then we have a center finder right on there.
Yeah, and are they open now, or is everything being done virtually, or how does that work?
Yep. We went home at our center at UW-Madison. We went home on March 16th and didn't miss a beat. So everybody has been seeing clients virtually or over the phone since that time.
So what are some of the problems the center can help let's take an established business. What can you help an established business with?
Sure. So a lot of times when you are in business and you've been operating a few years, you finally get to catch your breath a little bit, and then you start to think about how you're going to grow. Maybe it's into a new market. Maybe you're adding employees for the first time. Maybe you want to acquire another business. So we can help by talking to you about how to assess the market, how to think about your marketing plan, basic human resource issues. We can help you think about your finances and cash flow and implications along those lines. We like to help our businesses prepare to use their paid services effectively. So we don't take the place of your attorney or your accountant. What we're here to do is to help you think through all of the aspects of your business so that when you go to use those paid services, you're using your time and money wisely.
Yeah, man, that seems like it's such a good service. I'm wondering how many people take advantage of it. Are you busy?
Yes, we're very busy. In our center, we see at UW-Madison, we cover a three-county area. We see about 500 folks a year, and that's one-on-one. Those are unique clients. And we spend over 2,000 hours of our time in consultation.
Wow. A lot there. So what are the kinds of problems that are coming up that you are sort of, that are sort of on the forefront of people's minds right now?
Sure. You know, COVID is like nothing we've ever seen before, in that it's not an event-based problem. You know, normally if we have a disaster, maybe it's a flood or a hurricane, a fire, you know, something like that. When in 2018 in the Madison area, we had flooding. That was quite devastating. The event happens, and then it's over, and then you start recovering. The situation we're in now is unique because the event is ongoing. So we're still concerned about health concerns, and we're concerned about keeping our employees safe and so forth. So how long this is going to last, the severity of it, what do we do if something happens, whether we have employees who become ill or there's an outbreak around our business, if we have supply chain disruptions. So there's a lot of uncertainty. And what we're working with folks on right now is just trying to help root them back in making sure that they're thinking through problems and planning and preparing for possible outcomes as they arise.
Yeah. And actually, you've created a free COVID guide, have you not?
Yes, we did. We've got a new guide called Navigating the New Normal, a practical guide for COVID response for small business. And what happened was back in April and May, as a center, we said, boy, it'd be really great if we could give some more information for our business owners to kind of hang on to. And so we started assessing all of the emergency and disaster planning guides, and most of them were focused on those single event. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, fire, flood, that sort of thing. So what we did is we said that doesn't seem very appropriate for right now. So we took all of our years of business planning and kind of the feedback from customers and what we're really good at, which is helping people plan, and we put together this guide. It's free and available to everyone. You can just go to our website and you can download it. And the guide is really meant to help root you back in planning. It's divided into three sections. It helps you understand what your initial reactions were. Then it kind of focuses you in on business best practices, so you kind of remember things that you wanted to do or things that you should be doing. And then it helps you decide what goals should I have for the next 30, 60, 90 days.
Oh, a lot there. Is there information available on, I don't know, money received by, you know, where to get financial support or government support or whatever?
So what we've been doing with that, because it changes so quickly, is we've been sending out newsletters from our office on a regular basis as soon as we hear about a new program. And we've archived all of those on our website as well. We've been providing assistance all the way along since March on every program that's come out from the EIDL and the PPP to the We're All In grants that Wisconsin offered. So because those change and have deadlines, we didn't put those in the guide, but we were putting those in our newsletter, and they're archived, like I said, on our website.
Yeah, that makes sense. Any idea how much money's been received by Wisconsin businesses during this pandemic?
Yeah, well, early on we were, you know, in the top. In top tier in the nation for the size of state that we have. So as a matter of fact, right now we have a survey out to all of our folks that we've helped over the last 7 months, and we're trying to gather that data. I know from my office at UW-Madison, the information we've collected so far, we're at $8 million of local, state, and federal aid. And like I said, the whole statewide number we're working on collecting.
Yeah, and that $8 million is just for the three-county area that you're working in?
Yes.
Well, that's I'm sure that's been very helpful for a lot of businesses. What the average business without good planning and so forth? I've seen data on how long or how many businesses actually don't make it, and it was a kind of a staggering number to me. I don't remember the exact figure now. Do you remember, or do you know?
Well, one of the stats that came out that I think is very interesting is that most businesses don't have more than 3 months worth of cash flow. And so having businesses be closed for a couple of months really does create a lot of gaps. This particular time, it's so unprecedented because we have certain industries that are heavily affected and then others that are seemingly going really well. You know, if you're making hand sanitizer right now, you're doing quite well. If you're, you know, if you're in the hospitality industry, it's really difficult for you.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I know some folks who are, I've talked to them and said, well, how are you doing? And fine. One person was telling me I was doing so much of my work online already, so it wasn't anything. And then because of COVID, their business picked up considerably, and they were actually doing very well indeed. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's been very interesting to see the number of requests for consultation that we're getting regarding starting a new business.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is it all over the board in terms of what kind of business, or what are you seeing?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime there's disruption, people see opportunity. And, one of the great things, we have a class that we wrote and it's been out for a couple of years now called First Steps to Starting a Business. And it's a free online class. Anybody can take it. Over 2,000 people have taken it around the world. And in the month of March, we saw some of our highest numbers ever. And we were getting a completion rate on a free online class of over 75%, which is just incredible. And, we've seen hundreds of people, at least 100 people every month taking that class, and we're getting lots of phone calls. So,
Oh, man. Well, we'll have to talk about some more about that with you, Michelle. Michelle Soms-Bucher, our guest today, director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison. Are you thinking about starting a new business, or are you in a new business or a business that's been going on for a while and you could use a little help and advice? I hope you'll join in. 800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. Take a quick look at the news and then we'll be back with our guest. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mailer for the Ideas Network. Thanks for listening today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mailer here. We're talking about help for small businesses on the show right now. Our guest today, Michelle Soms-Bucher, is the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at UW-Madison. There are 13 small business development centers around the state, and Michelle directs the one located at UW-Madison. So what problems is your business having? What would you like to know about starting a business or opening a business? Maybe you've got an experience to share. I wonder if you've used the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. Love to hear from you. Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Just before we broke for news, you were talking, Michelle, about the number of people who are signing up for your class on starting a business. And somebody a caller wondered if you were, what was all covered in this?
Yeah, so I mentioned our First Steps to Starting a Business class. It's firststeps.sbdc.wisc.edu, and it's a free online class. It's self-paced, and it covers three different sections. The first one is sort of your entrepreneurial mindset. You know, what does it take to be an entrepreneur? Are you ready for that? The second one is your idea, kind of walks you through what you're thinking about. And then the third one talks about what it would take financially to start a business. This class, we wrote it at our center, and it has some interactive learning. Then we have some videos there of our actual entrepreneurs telling their stories. And then there's a little assessment, and the assessment in all three sections adds up at the end to give you a little piece of advice. So at the end, it'll say, you know, it looks like you've got a good idea and you should keep pursuing it, and we give you a list of resources to do that. Or it says, you know, maybe you should spend a little bit more time thinking through your idea or understanding what the impact on your life will be if you just choose to become an entrepreneur, and it gives you resources there. The great thing about the class, since it's self-paced and online, you can take it whenever. You can revisit sections. It's been a really wonderful tool. It's what I call the Wisconsin idea. We're giving it away to anybody in Wisconsin who wants it.
That's great. Have you give us an example? Maybe you could give us a success story or describe one of the success stories.
We have lots of success stories on our website about businesses that we've worked with. You know, it's really rewarding for us to have somebody come and go through one of our classes. We help them with business planning. We help them prepare to get their funding and financing, and then they launch a new business. So, in Madison, we helped work with a company called Garst Brew Bar. A new highly specialized beer emporium on Monroe Street. That was a recent success of ours. Lots of examples.
Lots of examples. I was looking at some of your successes, and you had about 500 clients, and you helped get this 33 new business starts in the counties. The three counties. What are the three counties, by the way? It's Dane and
Sauk and Columbia, out of my office.
Dane, Sauk, and Columbia. But is every county in the state somehow covered by a development center?
Yeah, absolutely. So the centers are placed regionally so that people can, so that the centers really understand the regional economy. They know the economic development groups. They understand where the lenders are. That's why we're placed all over the state. And like I said, we're anchored at most of the four-year universities. So we've got a center at UW-Superior and Green Bay and, Whitewater and Milwaukee and so forth.
So lots of places. So there's a spot, and I imagine if you put in Wisconsin Small Business Development Center in the website that they pop up, or what is it? How does
Absolutely.
That work?
So if you go to wisconsinsbdc.org, there's a finder there. So you just put in your zip code, and then it'll tell you where your local centers are. And so, if you can choose among the area. So for example, if somebody lived in lives in Rio, they can choose to work with us, or they could choose to work with somebody in Waukesha, whatever makes sense for them.
That makes sense, as a matter of fact. Let's talk about some of the classes and a little more detail on some of the classes and seminars that you offer.
Sure. So in my center here at UW-Madison, we have classes that follow the life cycle of an entrepreneur. So we have startup classes, how to write a business plan, with the first steps class that I mentioned, just thinking through your initial idea, and then we have business plan writing. And then we move into how to manage your business. So we have classes on financial management, HR basics for non-HR people. We have marketing. And then we move into leadership. Because once your business grows a little bit and you have more employees, you really have to lead people. And what are those skills and how do they work? So the classes, we have some classes that are available at no cost and then some that are available at very minimal cost. They're all action-oriented. They're non-credit courses. Most of them are a day or 2 days or a series of a couple days, really meant to have good takeaways for business owners that are action-oriented.
And let me just remind everybody, I'm surprised we're a little short on calls today, because normally we would get lots of calls here. Our guest today is Michelle Soms-Bucher, director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. You can join in with your own questions, or maybe you've got an experience to share working with one of the centers at 800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. What do successful businesses have in common?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. We were very, very pleased to see a lot of our clients we work with on an ongoing basis working their way through this coronavirus pandemic situation, because they're rooted in really good planning. They've done contingency strategies. They're well capitalized. They understand their market. They are constantly working on the next steps. they're taking time to work on the business and not just in the business. And I think it's a very difficult thing to do. I was a former small business owner myself, and it's very easy just to be performing the business. But taking that time out to really make plans for your future, to analyze your financials, and to look forward is so critical.
Yeah. Scott emailed that he owns a business and is requiring people to wear masks to come in. And he's had some problems with people not complying. What advice are you giving businesses like his? He's afraid he'll lose customers.
Sure. So, you know, we've been talking with clients a lot about building consumer confidence. So, you know, the first thing is just explaining what you're doing to keep everybody safe is really important. And the thing is, you can explain it one time, but you have to explain it, you know, 10 more times, because consumers, their lives have changed just like the business owners' lives have changed. And so one day you may feel okay about going into a store, and maybe circumstances have changed in your life, or you know somebody who's been ill, and all of a sudden you have less confidence. So businesses need to continually remind their customers what it is that they're doing to keep everybody safe. They need to remind everybody why they're doing it. We have a statewide mask mandate. That's one. The second one is simply it's just employee safety. You know, you want to make sure that mm-hmm. the people that work for you are healthy and safe. And so, you know, I've suggested to some clients that maybe you shoot a small video and explain what you're doing to keep your environment safe and clean. You know, making sure you're posting on your social media sites what you're doing. Just reminding folks what the goal is, to keep everybody health and safety so that we can continue to go out and enjoy businesses.
Ruth in Eau Claire, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I hear about support to retail business. What about small 501c3 or Chapter 181 agencies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Small Business Development Center Network is funded by the Small Business Administration, and so our jobs are to work with for-profit businesses. With that said, we're always happy to help connect people to resources. And as you know, running a nonprofit functions in many ways very similar to a for-profit business. So any classes or resources that we have are generally open to everyone. The consultation pieces is for for-profit businesses. But if you reach out to the Center at Eau Claire with questions or ways to connect to resources, I'm sure they'd be happy to help you.
Okay, so there is some help. There is ways to get help through the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. Carol in Gutenberg, Iowa, thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks, Larry. I'll make this short if I can. I'm a small business owner. I'm a commercial beekeeper. And, you know, I was going to college at the time when we started keeping bees, and I got good grades, but I had a really hard time sitting. And when I discovered beekeeping, it was like, oh, my gosh. This is so cool. I can move my body, you know, and now I'm not only a beekeeper, but a honey marketer. And I mean, there's so many things that go on with this business, but all I would want to say is know yourself and how your body works.
Yeah. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, I think owning a business, a small business, is really important to understand what kind of lifestyle you want around that and what's appropriate for you. You know, some folks make the decision to go into business ownership for very personal reasons, much like Carol did. And I think it's important to assess all of that in choosing the business you want to start.
Yeah, it was interesting to me, too, that she started as a beekeeper, but as you were talking about a little earlier, that is expanding. Now she's marketing honey and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Carol, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to Jason in Rio next. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Larry. I was calling because she mentioned my town, Rio, and so that got me thinking. I have a small business that's based in Rio. But I'm looking to move towards the next steps. We've been in business for about 10 years. Mainly, I'm looking to secure financing to open a shop location, perhaps build a building. And I was wondering if there were things available through the SBDC that could help me do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason, yes, we'd love to help you out. So, you know, one of the things that we would do with someone like you is we'd have a conversation and talk about the history of your business, where you're at currently, and then you know, talk about your expansion plans. We can help you with the business planning aspect of that, you know, understanding what the market looks like, helping you gather all of the data that would be needed to get lending, and then you know, connect you with maybe funding sources in your area, and help you understand what that process would look like to grow. So absolutely, we'd be glad to do. I'd be glad to talk to you.
Does that help, Jason?
It does. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, the fact you mentioned Ryan, we got Jason
there we go.
Online. That's great.
That's great.
Oh, man. You can join it, too. 1-800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. Mark in Verona would like to have his own business. How can he find out what businesses are needed in his Verona area? Or if that's where he wants to be, I assume that is.
Yeah. You know, we get this question every once in a while, and you know, it's kind of twofold. One is to understand what you're passionate about and what you really like. That's important. And then to do a needs assessment of the community and see what's available. Understanding what the market looks like, what the industry looks like. So one of the things that he might do is connect with the economic development folks in Verona and find out, you know, what are the town surveys saying? What are the expansion plans for the town? What are they looking at? That's a great place to sort of start in understanding the needs of a community.
And where would you go again in Verona?
I'd go to the city, to the Economic Development Department.
Oh, the Economic Development Department. That makes sense. And just this whole area of trying to figure out what the needs are, I guess I was searching in my own head for how to do that. So that sounds like an excellent place to start. Dave in La Crosse, it's your turn. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So I'd like her to talk about running a business at a loss. I work full time, and I run a small business that I lose money on, and I'm frankly glad that it does because it reduces my tax liability. So yep. It almost occurs to me that everyone should have a small business so they don't pay taxes.
Well, I think there are some limits to how many years in a row you can lose money. Aren't there, Michelle?
Well, I'm not a CPA, but I would think that, you know, you're in a unique position because you're able to do two things, right? You're able to have a full-time job and you're able to run a business on the side. And if it helps you with your tax position for a while, I think that's great. I think for a lot of folks, you know, just being able to do two things like that at once is really difficult. And then not to have financial gains you know, is not the goal of everyone. So I think it's personal to your business and your personal needs. You know, in this particular case, it meets his needs, but that may not be for everybody.
Let's go to Joe in Bangor next. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
I am curious to know how many small restaurants are out there that is making it nowadays on a more of a nonprofit. I've got a small cafe that is the oldest cafe in town, and I want to redo it and fix it all up and mainly deliver old people their meals and nursing homes and whatnot that's near me.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting idea, Joe.
Yeah. So, you know, Joe, right now, restaurants, as we all know, are having, you know, it's difficult for restaurants right now. And, you know, taking some time to reinvent your business model is really an interesting concept. So, you know, one of the things that we would suggest doing is starting to see what the need is in your community for a model as you're proposing. You know, how many senior living centers are there? How many senior apartments are there that could use your services? What are the limitations? You know, what are the opportunities? And just doing a little research, and you might even try a test case and say, what would happen if we did this for a couple of months? You know, can we make money off it? Does it make sense for the community? Would people continue to buy from me? So it's interesting concept, Joe, and it's really interesting right now, given the times that we have, to think about how business models may change because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I was, I can't remember watching I forget the show, but it was, there was a guy that was a car salesman, and he's selling his cars over the phone. He spends most of his time on the phone with people, and he sells them, and they don't even come to the shop to see the cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we've also been talking about things like telehealth. You know, think about how we've all transitioned to accepting telehealth as an option. Where, you know, last year at this time, if somebody had said you could meet with your doctor over a video screen or phone call or go into the office, you probably would say I go into the office. So, looking at your business model and examining what the opportunities are right now is a great idea.
Loretta in Brown Deer emailed to ask if she could get, if there are funds available for a startup, are there funds available now that someone can, you know, at least apply for?
So the Small Business Development Center program is not a lender. There are other lenders throughout the state. So there's Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative and that sort of thing. It's a common question for people to say, is there a grant that I can get to start my business? And in general, the answer is no, but there are lots of great programs out there like Kiva Loan Program, which is a crowdfunded loan program that's available in the state of Wisconsin. It's KIVA. And there are, you know, programs like Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corp, WIBIC, that offer loans for folks. So there are ways that you can start a business, and there are, you know, there are funds available through organizations like that. I would also check your local area and see if there are any incentives or matching grants to encourage entrepreneurship.
Yeah, is there any place where there's a list of you know, these kinds of funding sources?
Well, funding sources a lot of times are often locally based, but there is a website called Start in Wisconsin, and it's just rolling out through Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that does have resources listed on it. So,
and a follow up just on the business about starting a business, your free online course that you have. Somebody else asked for a repeat of that information on how to potentially sign up for that.
Sure. It's firststeps.sbdc.wisc.edu.
Wow, do that again.
Yep. It's firststeps.sbdc.wisc.edu.
Okay, and we'll put that up. Jill Nadoa is listening intently, I'm sure, and we'll have her put that up on our the Larry Mueller Show website, and we'll put that under program notes in case people didn't get a chance to write it down. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having us. I appreciate it.
Michelle Soms-Booker is the director of the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. Great to have her with us, the center, and she's located at UW-Madison. And there are centers all over the state, so get out there and take a look, find yours, and get that small business going, all right? Oh, man, we'll talk about what gardening can do for an urban community on the show tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Please stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.